Escambia County Emergency Director John Dosh is busy these days, with the 2014 hurricane season just around the corner. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
While an assistant was attending last week's National Hurricane Conference in Orlando, Dosh was in St. Augustine for a meeting on funding local homeland security programs.
It's basically a working group meeting that occurs every year when we start talking about the funding cycles of the federal government and the amount of dollars that are potential for the state of Florida and deciding where the money goes and how it will be used through the next fiscal year.
Dosh says it's not known yet just how much money will come to Florida and to Escambia County, other than to say the latter is expected to be in six figures.
Some of the money is spent on infrastructure improvements. There's money that's actually spent with some specialty teams like the SWAT, urban search and rescue teams, hazardous material teams. A lot of the funding continues to support and maintain those programs that are in place.
One of the unique concerns for Escambia and the rest of the Florida Panhandle is the number of military bases in the region, potential targets for a terrorist attack.
There is attention that is placed on that as a result of what the impacts are. They do threat assessments throughout the state to determine what regions, and typically a lot of this stuff is done from a regional aspect, and certainly the military facilities are part of that threat assessment.
This drill primarily is designed to exercise and to assess the Navy's anti-terrorism program, command and control capabilities.
Harry White is public information officer aboard NAS Pensacola, which in February took part in the annual Solid Curtain Citadel Shield, a force protection exercise conducted at every naval installation in the continental U.S.
We will get a report back that talks to the exercise as a whole across the U.S. What was the good points, the bad points, where we need to improve, and where we're doing pretty good. It'll also be neck down to Navy Region Southeast and ultimately to NAS Pensacola with those same ingredients.
Law enforcement and other first responders were represented last week in Orlando, along with a number of colleges serving on subcommittees. This particular session, says Escambia EOC's John Dosh, was not as much of a sharing of public security techniques as it was about the money.
And they respond to what's called a state working group, which is the organization that defines where the money's going to go and how it's to be spent. And that's basically what we had in conference last week, was determining who was going to get what pot of money, what programs were going to be funded, what new projects coming up might be funded and all that, then ultimately having the state working group executive board meet on Friday to finalize things.
Meanwhile, Dosh is getting ready to hit the road again in a few weeks for the 28th annual Governor's Hurricane Conference, which kicks off May 11th, also in Orlando.
As we start approaching the summer season and start getting closer to the June 1st timeframe, we are probably going to start seeing some tropical activity developing.
His message to Floridians prior to the June 1st start of the hurricane season is that it's never too early to prepare.
Forecasters are saying it's going to be a lighter than average year because we're going into an El Nino cycle. Dr. Gray and his group out of Colorado State, they basically gave us an early season forecast of 9 named storms, 3 of them being hurricanes, and 1 of them potentially being major hurricanes.
But Dosh adds, as we get closer to hurricane season, those predictions likely will change. 2013 brought 14 named storms, but only 2 hurricanes, Umberto and Ingrid. It was the first Atlantic hurricane season since 1994 that had no major hurricanes, and the first since 1968 to feature no Category 2 storms. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.